This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of the good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of none other than Los Angeles, California. Spending some time yesterday with the good folks in San Diego doing a gathering there. And it was interesting to see the outcome. Again, folks, the number one response is always, I wish I'd have brought more people. Well, here we're here, so let's make the most of the time while we're here in San Diego and Los Angeles area. We're going to be doing some radio interviews. We're also going to be doing some more meetings up and coming, as well as another ministry project. Do check out Luke 19:10 so you can understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. Folks, again, much to cover today. Craziness going around the school shooting. And this David Haug kid, and I mean not to bring it up to bring attention to this little useful idiot, but the fact of the matter, friends, is the narrative concerning the Parkland school shooting that allegedly took place last week in Florida, their whole narrative from the top to the bottom, from start to finish, is falling apart day by day, friends. So I say, let him talk, let him keep talking, because the more he talks, the more things are opened up here. And as Scripture rightly tells us, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And you can always rest assured that wicked will be taken by the cords of their own iniquity, and that's exactly what's happening. There is a bizarre video right now that is out there on David Haug, saying his sister lost four friends, then two, and now three friends. In the video, you have Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student, where he can be seen describing three different accounts of his sister's friend's death. See, this is what happens with liars, friends. They forget their first lie, and then they have to cover it up with another lie, and then another lie, and then another lie. And folks, what happens at length, they, as the old saying goes, give them enough rope and they will hang themselves. That's exactly what's happening here. Now, in the beginning of the video, which came out on February 17th, David Haug said during a speech that his sister lost four friends. He said, sadly, quote unquote, sadly, my sister lost four of her friends. In the next clip, February 15th, he says his sister lost two friends. However, he goes on, my sister, who's a freshman here, she had two of her, like, best friends die. And yet another clip, friends, of all things, talking about stepping in it. In the final clip, February 15th, Haug says his sister lost two friends, quote, unquote, and then my sister, she's a freshman, and she had two of her best friends die. And in another video, he is heard saying his sister lost two friends, and it goes back and forth. The number just isn't right. Like that of the sheriff in Broward County, friends, who's now being exposed for corruption even outside of what's going on concerning this alleged school shooting that took place at Parkland High in Florida. Independent investigator Laura Loomer was banned from Facebook again on Monday for sharing the video and calling Haug a liar. This was reported and has received two strikes concerning the information that's being released. It's clear the establishment doesn't want the many inconsistencies with this alleged shooting and with David Hogg himself to be pointed out, because none of the videos in any way bully anybody. Rather, they simply ask questions and provide commentary to video shot by local media. Folks, I got a question for you. What is the state-controlled media so afraid of that CNN, where they got the authority, I know not, but where CNN would send out the message to Facebook and Twitter and to YouTube to basically ban anybody that questions the narrative concerning the shooting in Parkland High School, allegedly, might I add. What are they so afraid of, friends? Folks, do you know how I share with you quite a bit Vladimir Lenin's quote? Hey, folks, if the opposition's not going to lead, we'll lead it ourselves. Hey, folks, if there is no debate going on over gun control, which, by the way, friends, those that know the Constitution, those that know that their rights come from God, you already understand that there is no debate. But going back to Vladimir Lenin, he said that we'll lead the opposition. They've already got the American people on the gun debate floor. See, what leading through opposition means, if there is no occurrence to bring it to gun control, then we need to create another occurrence and another occurrence and another occurrence until finally at the end of the day, we have confiscated all of the arms of those that have the right to bear arms, namely of those in the United States of America. Do you see how this works? If the opposition isn't there to get people on the gun debate floor, they'll create the opposition. They'll bring the opposition. They'll bring the crisis, like of dictators of the past. You know, going back to Adolf Hitler again, who is a great one to parallel as to what's taking place in the United States of America. Isn't it interesting, when he didn't have the issue, he would create the issue, and then he would come behind the issue that he created through his brown shirts, and then what he would do is he would play the problem solver. Is that not what's happening today, America? I mean, anybody in their right mind should have every flag known to mankind up concerning what allegedly took place at Parkland, but for some reason or another, nobody has brought forth any evidence whatsoever of the shooting. It's a false flag from start to finish, which does not mean people have not died. But the fact of the matter is, it's not about the kids. Again, they're using the kids to play your emotions so they can disarm you. And, folks, let me ask you another question while I'm here. How many times has this David Hogg have to be called out? I mean, he's been caught being coached by the media. But the media attacks anybody that dares speak out against or question or be objectionable in thought concerning the narrative that the media is pushing as a bunch of conspiracy theorists. I want to tell you something. You're on track for those that put question to what's going on, because I see over and over and over again across the boards concerning the narrative that the American media, CIA-controlled media, concerning their narrative and what they're trying and attempting to set is in question by almost every comment that I literally see. I want you to understand that the media is being used to belittle opposition like that of Adolf Hitler. When he brought the masses together, he wanted to ostracize those that weren't part of his program, namely the Third Reich. And you need to understand that's exactly what the media is doing today. They're attempting to do it. But I want to tell you here today, America, it is completely backfiring at every step. Keep it up, America. This is what we do. We can do it together. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertyradio.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back again. We got with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, folks, and we're broadcasting live out of the Los Angeles area right now, folks. Just spoke out at San Diego just yesterday. Took a little time with those folks over there because we want to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And the furthest thing that I want to go down in history as is a paper tiger or someone that's willing to go ahead and write and not do or hide behind a microphone. That is not my objective. My objective is to be out there and be a part of the answer in the fight, folks, because I'll tell you what, it may be surreal to some people, but it's very real to us. And in the fight is where you find your life. It was Jesus that said that he who tries to save his life will lose his life, but he who loses his life for my sake will surely find it. And, folks, that's exactly why we do what we do. We want to see the Christ crowned, and he will at the end of the day, one way or another, either under the blessings or under the curses. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump online at any time, please go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over to Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, double E, YouTube. Check out those webs. And it's important, folks, because that last one that I just highlighted, the YouTube page, highlights the answers to America's dilemma by giving you biblical and constitutional answers that line up and align itself with our laws today. Justice guards our liberties, and that's what it leads to, friends, in every given scenario. And concerning the dilemmas that we have in this country. Also wanted to let you know that you can jump over on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. You have us as number two right now across the boards in the United States of America out of 89 radio stations on Genesis Communication. Folks, and we also want to let you know that we just received another affiliate yesterday out of Missouri. I'll give you more details on that on the up and coming. And with that, that means we have 95 radio stations in the United States of America broadcasting live into, as well as 53 countries. Now, if you'd like to call in at any time, you could do that too. We are set up with Comrex That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just going down history lane here again, for those that have not listened to the sonsoflibertyradio.com before, sonsoflibertymedia.com, as far as our articles go, please do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Period. We follow the Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Also go over to Philippians 2:5 and Acts 4:12. You'll understand who we follow, who we emulate here by the power of the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. During the first segment, we were processing in thoughts the narrative that has been set by the state-controlled media and how they are being exposed once again, yet again, America, for their lies concerning what allegedly took place at Parkland High School. Also uncovering David Hogg again for his continued lies and how Facebook is once again censoring anybody, along with Twitter and YouTube, anybody that dare puts a question to the narrative, which, folks, is nobody can convince me of this. It is absolutely illegal at every given step, and I will be a part of the lawsuit once it begins. You can rest assured, folks, because they are working to eradicate Article 2 so you won't have an Article 1 or Amendment 1 or Amendment 2 concerning your Bill of Rights. You lose the Second Amendment, friends. You lose all of your rights, just so you understand. As a matter of fact, it was mass murderer Adolf Hitler who didn't pull the trigger. Keep that in mind. But in saying that, he was the one that said to first conquer a nation, you must first disarm it. And we can see that at every given step. And they've been at work for a long time. I say this, America. It's either time we deal with corrupt politicians, Article 2, Section 4, or we're going to lose the right to bear arms soon enough. There is going to be no in-between. You can rest assured either we're going to fall into the blessings and keep the commandments of the Lord and enforce his law against the crime, or we're just going to stand back and say someone else will take care of it. I want to tell you this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. Someone else is taking care of it, but it's not the people that you want taking care of it. So let's get this right. Let's obey the Lord that you claim that you love, 78% of you, and let's see the results that he will bring about. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to him. Mass murderer Adolf Hitler said at a dinner talk on April 11, 1942, listen carefully, the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. In other words, any of those that they mean to conquer. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to underdogs is a sine qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty. In other words, what Adolf Hitler is saying is when he refers to subjects, those that he means to rule over, he's also putting himself in the position of God. Read Ezekiel 14 when you get a moment. You'll understand that. And then also understand he's talking about sovereignty. He is calling himself a demigod by talking about the power that he wants to possess as the sovereignty. He goes on, so let's not have any native militia or native police. We got to get rid of all of them. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order throughout the occupied Russian territories, and a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. Can we say fatherland security after we found out that he attacked his own Reichstag? Remember that, America? And then he blamed the Poles, his political opposition, and then he used the boys in Germany to do the killing for him because he deceived them into believing that it was actually the Poles that attacked the Reichstag. And isn't it interesting what came out of the attack on the Reichstag that we found out later on that was none other than Adolf Hitler himself? Isn't it interesting the bureaucracies that came after, the very military in the order that he wanted and needed to control everybody? They didn't want the police anymore, friends. They needed to get rid of the police. They needed to give all power to the military. So they got rid of their police, and they gave the power to military. And then they came up with something called fatherland security. You have now homeland security after September 11th. And the list goes on and on and on. It took Adolf Hitler 6 years to destroy the German Constitution, to deceive 80 million people. And hence what followed? The destruction of not only the people, but also of that country. Folks, that is the history of mankind right there. But also pay attention in parallel what took place in Germany, and pay attention in parallel as to what's going on in your country today, because you have forces at work systematically attempting to overthrow your Constitution at every given step. Now, also keep in mind, friends, that my message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There's no question about it. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21, repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We preach law to grace. Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Folks, I would be a false witness if I didn't deal with corruption in this earth. So don't stand back and say you don't want to get involved in politics. Let me ask you something, man. Let me ask you something, woman. Do you live politics? And furthermore, let me ask you a question. In the United States of America, who established the government that you have? Read Exodus 18:21. God did. So for you to stand back and say that you have no part of what's going on, I want to tell you something. You're a deceiver, not only to others, but you're deceiving yourself to your own damnation, both in the present and for eternity. Rest assured. Cowards have a place in hell too, friends. Don't forget about that. Now, let me go back and show you again systematically what took place after Adolf Hitler said this on April 11th, 1942. After they disarmed the people of that particular country, and by the way, this is not a scare tactic, it's just history, like it or not, it's a fact, it's history. Germany established gun control in 1938. And from 1935 to 1945, 13 million individuals who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. You look at the face, you look at the countenances of those that you call representatives in this country, and you tell me, friends, you watch a documentary on Nuremberg trials or the Nazis' Third Reich, you tell me, friends, you convince others that they don't have the exact same countenance of those that were willing to do the biddings of Adolf Hitler, friends, because it's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to disarm you, but not themselves. Don't forget that. They don't want to disarm themselves. They want their security detail. They want their Secret Service, but they want to disarm you. Keep in mind, let me put this into perspective, that again, your employee, America, wants to disarm you while they remain armed because they want to be the employer. Do you understand? You are the employer, they are the employees, but they want to change that out, friends. They want to make sure that they are the employer and not the employee. And the way to do that is to disarm a people. Hey, folks, 13 million people were unable to defend themselves and were rounded up and exterminated because they believed Adolf Hitler. Folks, it's exactly what you're seeing today. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back again, you got the Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, doing some meetings out here, friends, as well as radio, and several other things in the process. Read again Luke 19:10, and you will understand the purpose of what we are doing. We want to be on the front line. We want to be a part of the good fight of faith, so we can see the results that God will bring about through a Kairos and a Chronos moment. That means where God meets man, and the way we do that is we bear our cross. And we see what he does in the process. Knowing the power of God unto salvation, we bear that cross. We don't deny it, and we preach it as well. And right now what we're talking about is the history of dictators trying to set themselves up as a sovereignty over the people. In other words, they want the position of the employer rather than the employee. And the way that they're doing that in America is systematically following that of the methodology and the method of any dictator of the past, friends. It's exactly what you're seeing. They are leading the opposition. They are creating the problem so they can come in as the problem solver. And the way that they're doing that, and folks, is exactly what's happening, what we're seeing, with what we're seeing in Parkland, Florida right now. And I am simply highlighting the methodology and the process of dictators. I've just shared with you mass murderer Adolf Hitler and what he said. We have to disarm them. We can't give them arms. We're the sovereign. We're the demigods here. We're the employers. They're the employees. So we have to eradicate anything and everything that would get in our way. So the first thing we need to do is get rid of God. And then we need to begin to strip away their rights from them. And the way we'll do that is we'll attack their Christian heritage, and then we'll also raise up their children by indoctrinating them illegally. And it's exactly what is happening in this country today. Let me go on to Joseph Stalin. Speaking of gun control, because gun control, as Tim rightly said yesterday, is really gun confiscation. That's the end aim here, friends. Not for them, but for you. Not for them, but for you. Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953. If the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. They went door to door, friends. He's responsible for killing millions and millions and millions of his own people. You know what the people in their country were calling this murderous dictator? They looked at Joseph Stalin as their father, friends. Yeah, the father of lies. He's a murderer. He has been from the beginning. There's no truth in him. John 8:44, right? John 10:10, the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all these dictators do, friends. And they attempt to put themselves in the position of God. Isaiah 14, read it when you get a moment. I said Ezekiel 14 first, forgive me, it's Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14. But listen to this, and you can bet your bottom dollar this is exactly what's going to happen soon enough. I also want to stop and pause for a moment and remind you, this is all created. This is creating the opposition. This is leading opposition. I've asked you in the past, who is creating domestic insurrection more than politicians and hand in glove than the media? Nobody is. This is what you're putting up with. And look what they're going for, friends. They're going to disarm the American people unless the American people respond. I also want you to remember back in the times of Joseph Stalin, he was also Times Man of the Year, for those that didn't know. American media was propping him up. President Roosevelt back in the 30s had the American people calling this murderous dictator Uncle Joe. So don't think, folks, that you are not a part and you are above the propaganda that's being thrown down on you on a 24/7 basis in this country. The people were stupefied back in the 30s, and you better bet your bottom dollar, unless your eyes are wide open and you're fighting against it, you are subject to the propaganda the same way it was not only just in the present, but also back in the 30s. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. It's gun confiscation. From 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents, those that didn't agree or oppose Joseph Stalin, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. See how this works, friends? Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said, war can only be abolished through war. In order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. He's telling you exactly who's behind many of these false flag attacks in America today, friends. Nothing new under the sun. We don't have to go beyond the word, friends. There's nothing new under the sun. They all act the same because they all have the same father, the devil, period. China established gun control in 1935. And from 1948 to 1952, took them a little while, but 20 million political dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. You see how this works? Hey, folks, this isn't something that I'm creating. This is something that is something that has been created from the past, and we need to learn from the past like our forefathers demanded that we do. Study the past so it doesn't repeat itself. Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979, said, I do not want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world, and that is why I do not let any superpower control me. They think they're God. And it's for us to set the record straight. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 professed Christians unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Are you starting to track with me, friends? Are you starting to understand how this works? Oh, by the way, Pol Pot, I'm going to highlight him in a moment here. Idi Amin, Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, they weren't the ones that were going door to door disarming people. It was the military in those prospective countries that were supposed to stand against the dictators themselves, but went along with the dictators because they were too stupid to know the difference. See, if they were really there to uphold their country's constitution, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler. They would have dealt with Joseph Stalin. They would have dealt with Mao Zedong. They would have dealt with Idi Amin. No, but they all just do the killing for these dictators, and then once they're caught and they're brought to court before they're executed, it's interesting to note their excuses. I'm just doing my job. No, you weren't doing your job. You're committing the act of treason by not doing your job. Your job was to uphold the Constitution. Are you listening to me, military? Are you listening to me, Army, Air Force, Marines, SEALs? Are you listening to me? Know what the Bible says and know what the Constitution says before you act on anybody's behalf. You have an obligation. You took an oath and you swore to God and man that you would uphold that Constitution. Find out the enumerated laws. Before someone tells you to go fight in some third world country, well, that same government refuses to deal with corruption in its own backyard like the one that you're seeing today. If you're doing your job, you'll stand against tyranny. If you're doing your job, you'll deal with those that are operating outside of their scope of authority. And it's interesting how we continuously hear how these dictators did what they did, but keep in mind, dictators can't do what they do without the help of the people to do it for them. Think! And folks, there's a whole lot of useful idiots out there, let me tell you. First-hand experience. A whole lot of useful idiots. Those that serve in our military, those that serve as police, those that serve in any public position in civil government, I don't care what branch, you should have to take a test and you should swear your oath after reading the Word of God in the Constitution at Arlington Cemetery in front of America. And I'll tell you what we need, friends. I spoke with the Navy SEAL yesterday. He's running for office in San Diego. You know what we need? We need veterans to represent we the people in this country. Because they're sick and tired of war. Those that talk much of war, they've never been there. And I'll tell you what, those that have never been to war, they're willing to send your kids to war on their behalf so they can make a little money, them in the military-industrial complex, off the blood and sacrifice of your children. Aren't you sick and tired of it, America? Because I am. And I come from a family, a military family, that has lost people in war, namely Vietnam. So going back to my point, keep in mind that with every one of these dictators, friends, not a one of them did the killing themselves. All those useful idiots that didn't know their country's constitution just went along like a bunch of sheeple right over the end of the cliff because they didn't want to do their own diligence to find out for themselves who they should stand up for and who they should stand up against. And every single individual in this country should know that word of God first and foremost and the Constitution so you know what you're fighting for. As I say so many times and I say again, hey, right? You wouldn't have a left, America, if you were doing the right thing all of the time because the right time to do the right thing is right now, not tomorrow. Don't wait to tomorrow to do what you should do today. That's called procrastination. And procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. Enough is enough, yeah? Enough is enough. Let me give you Pol Pot, another dictator that thought he was a demigod, that thought he sat in the place of the Most High God. It's laughable, but it's not. What these people are capable of, when you let them do the things that they want to do, I'm giving you the history of that right now. Hey, folks, I'll come right back to Pol Pot. I think I've given you enough to chew on for the next couple minutes. We'll get you on the other side. I'm going to highlight some more of these guys that need to be dealt with. Remember, prevention is better than cure. Let's deal with it now so we don't have to deal with the outcome. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back into the Sons of Liberty. You know, we're on to something here again. We're broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, friends. We're on to something here because, listen, you have us, first of all, just so I know, to share with you as to what I'm talking about. I'm on the topic that I'm on right now, and I know who's leading this conversation. I know why we're talking about this right now. You have us as the number one, two show right now. That means I have your ear. And my prayer is always, Lord, feed the flock. Share with the people what they need to hear, what matters the most concerning the times. And interestingly enough, we're talking about dictators. And we're talking about what they're capable of doing if the people stand back and allow them to do it. I mean, we live in a society, friends, that where these mass murders or the likes of the Al Capones and gang members and the mafia, where they're glorified. Folks, these men are in hell. Period. They're in hell. They're all in hell now, wishing they could come back. Like the rich man in the book of Luke, that wanted another opportunity after he realized what he was warned of actually existed. And I'm not a preacher of hellfire. Jesus warned of hell over 54 times, but he preached repentance towards God, not towards hell. He preached repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that what the world glorifies, you need to keep in mind that they're in hell today, not in heaven. They did the wrong thing. They made the wrong choices. The Bible tells us that which seems right unto a man, the end is death. And even to say it with both eyes on, friends, what these men did, there was nothing right about it, and you know it, and I know it, but yet again, the media and Hollywood, they love to glorify these individuals, these people that are capable when the people allow them to do the things by encouraging them and adding strength to tyranny by doing nothing to or about the situation concerning these dictators. It's interesting to note what they're capable of. But again, keep in mind, they're glorified. And I want you to remember that they're in hell right now. There's nothing to be emulating here, friends, in any sense of the word. We don't want to copy what they did. We want to do the opposite of what they did. We want to do the right thing before God and man. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because when you think about the fact that Adolf Hitler disarmed and then he killed off millions of people. By the way, that Joker was responsible for 55 million dead people in the world, just for those that didn't know. Okay? And I also want you to remember, now that I'm thinking about it, that Adolf Hitler was also Times Man of the Year in 1935. They were promoting him. I don't care what light they put him in. They were giving him the attention that he so desired. But you need to keep in mind that while those 13 million people were killed, Adolf Hitler gave the order, but he didn't do the killing. A whole lot of idiotic people did the killing for him because they failed to keep their oath. And when you think about the 13 million people dead under Adolf Hitler, the 20 million dissidents who were unable to defend themselves that were rounded up and exterminated by Joseph Stalin, the 20 million political dissidents that were unable to defend themselves that were rounded up and exterminated under Mao Zedong, the 300 professed Christians that were unable to defend themselves, which were rounded up and exterminated under Idi Amin. You need to keep in mind the dictators didn't do the killing. They gave the orders to kill. They're just as guilty. But the accomplices were those that did the biddings. As a matter of fact, take some time and check out, again, the Nuremberg trials. Because they all said we were just doing what we were ordered to do. No, they weren't. They were violating their oaths. They were committing the act of treason against their own people to please Adolf Hitler. Same thing with Joseph Stalin. Same thing with Mao Zedong. Same thing with Idi Amin. For all of you that are in the military, you have an obligation. You swore an oath to uphold that Constitution. Dictators can't do what they do without you doing it for them. Listen to me carefully. Dictators can't do what they do without you doing it for them. And that falls to the citizenry in this country, too, through your apathy and your tolerance. Dictators can't do what they do without your apathy and your tolerance. You need to think about what's going on out there. And I love the little meme post that shows a politician over a ledge with a pulpit standing there all by himself. And on land is a whole group of we the people. And it says, the people don't know their power. Nope, you don't. You really don't. You can put a stop to what's going on in this country. If everybody obeyed God, we could put a stop to what's going on in this country in 1 week. Take us a couple years to reestablish everything, but we could at least clean house from the top to the bottom and rearrange things in the proper order. And what we need to do with those that we clean the swamp out, as you call America, is we need to take every single one of them and check their voting records, pull the curtain back on every single one of those that have represented We the People and hold them accountable to every single law that they violated. Because it's the fear of the Lord that causes men to depart from wickedness. Until they're taught to fear the Lord, they're going to continuously do this. And I want to tell you this, America. 99% of what I see are not the type of people that you can help. They are the type of people that you must lawfully, there's the word, lawfully remove. Because they don't have a constitutional leg to stand on concerning what they're attempting to advocate through propaganda. Just keep in mind what I'm telling you, friends. Anybody that serves We the People, including the citizenry in this country, because we are the militia, America, you're contributing and you're adding strength to tyranny by going along instead of standing up against. And church, you are called to be Protestants. Protestant has meaning. Protestant. Resist. Because you can find nowhere in Scripture where the Lord commands anybody to obey corrupt man over that of God's moral law. Nowhere. Nowhere. I can hear some goofball say, well, what about Romans 13? Well, let me ask you something. Who established those powers? God did. And if you take time to go to Romans 12:21, you'll see that the church is called to overcome evil with good. Read that which precedes Romans 13 and keep it into context. And by the way, a little common sense comes into play here, does it not? Yes, it does. I'm supposed to obey the devil here because the Lord told me to. Oh, really? How biblically illiterate can people be? How constitutionally illiterate can America be? Well, just go ahead, take a look around. That's how illiterate you are. Let's go over to Pol Pot. I got a couple minutes left here. Pol Pot. Who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes. He was responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated yet unarmed citizens. Who did the killing for Pol Pot, America? I just need to know. Who did the killing for Pol Pot? Who allowed Pol Pot and Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Idi Amin, who allowed them people to have the reins concerning their own lives? The people did. So at length, they received just recompense for their disobedience to the God of heaven and Jesus Christ. Period. Period. You're never going to get away from what I just said. And I know that there's people out there that are fools for their pains, but let me tell you something. You're fools for your pains because you can't erase history no matter how hard you try. Because there's always going to be someone that will rise to the level of expectation to give you a bit of history that you did not know, and you can rest assured it's going to be on the side of truth and not on the lie. Truth crusted the earth will rise again, and it always does, friends. It always does. I want you to remember something, friends. From the hour the pilgrims landed to the present, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good, said George Washington, the first president of the United States of America. We love you by what we do. Again, we're broadcasting live out of Los Angeles. We got much to do, friends. Let's get busy, and let's see what the Lord will do on the behalf of those that take him at his word. 1523. See ya!
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.